You are never going to believe which card is number one in today's top five cards, but we'll tell you that, plus all of the hot cards on the sports card market, next. Hello, sports card investors, and welcome to another Top 5 Tuesday. And boy, do we have some big names in today's top five cards, probably some cards that you have in your collection. I'm going to tell you what those are in just a moment. But first, I want to let you know that I am going live on Whatnot this evening to give away hundreds of dollars in packs. You got to join the fun. It starts at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Tuesday night, tonight, on our Cards HQ Shop Whatnot channel. That QR code is on your screen to take you straight to the channel. I'm going to put a link to it in the show description below as well. Starting at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, I'm going to go live on Cards HQ Shop. I'm going to give away a bunch of packs. And of course, we're also going to be auctioning off a ton of cards from Cards HQ, starting at just $1. So join the fun. And then, by the way, tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern is our monthly Market Movers special private live stream and giveaway, giving away a ton of stuff just for Market Movers members. If you're a Market Movers member, check your email for the link. If you're not a Market Movers member, sign up right now to get the email with the link to join tonight. Okay, guys, let's start today by taking a quick look at the Market Pulse by Market Movers. Over the last 7 days, the SCI 500 index of 500 of the most prominent sports cards is down ever so slightly. It's down 0.1%. But overall, it's still doing pretty well since the start of the year. Since January 1st, it is up 2.8%. Hopefully some more good days ahead. But now let's take a look at the cards that are going up and down the most. It's time for today's top five. We're starting today with a cold card, as we do each week on this show. And unfortunately, today, the cold card is Kenny Pickett. I say unfortunately because Kenny Pickett was the only quarterback taken in the first round of the 2022 NFL draft. And that means that a lot of football card collectors and investors were chasing his cards in 2022 and 2023. There's a lot of people out there with Kenny Pickett collections. Also, a lot of Steelers fans who had a lot of excitement about Kenny Pickett and were adding him to their PC. But unfortunately, a couple of weeks ago, Kenny Pickett was traded to the Philadelphia Eagles, and he is now destined to likely be a career backup. He is going to be sitting behind Jalen Hurts and maybe the long-term backup option for the Philadelphia Eagles. But the word backup is not a good word to hear. If you are a sports card collector or investor, you generally want your starters, your star quarterbacks. Backup cards, backup quarterbacks tend not to bring much interest in the secondary sports card market. And unfortunately, as soon as Kenny Pickett got traded and given that backup tag, his cards have really started to fall. Let's take a look here in Market Movers, and I'll show you exactly what we're looking at on my screen. These are six of his rookie cards from 2020, and you can see on the chart over the last couple of weeks, ever since that trade news, we're looking here over the last 60 days, but you can see the dip that has occurred in particular ever since that trade news hit a couple of weeks ago. The cards that we're looking at are his Prism Black Silver from 2022 Chronicles and PSA 10. We've also got his Score base card up there in PSA 10, his Select Concourse. We're gonna look at that one in PSA 10 as well. We've got we've also got that Prism Black in the non-silver edition. And then we've got a couple of his downtowns, his 2022 Donruss Downtown, a higher-end card that a lot of people were really chasing in PSA 10. And then also the optic version of that 2022 Downtown card in PSA 10 as well. But no matter if you have his low-end stuff or if you have his high-end stuff, you can see the red here. All of these cards are down tremendously over the last 60 days. That 2022 Optic Downtown in PSA 10 condition, down almost 59%. That card 60 days ago was selling for $500. It most recently sold for $208. Some of these cards, in fact, have fallen all the way now, well underneath $10. His 2022 Score base in PSA 10 condition, 2 months ago, that card was a little bit over $20. Today, you can snag that card for $6.50 for a PSA 10 Kenny Pickett rookie card. Unfortunately, there's a lot of collectors and investors that are kind of getting hurts a little bit right now because of the Kenny Pickett market. But now let's talk about cards going up, and we're starting with our investment card of the week. And this week, it is Ted Williams, and specifically Ted Williams' 1948 Leaf card. Now, Ted Williams had an absolutely unbelievable Major League Baseball career. He played for 19 years, the whole time through, for the Boston Red Sox. His career was actually interrupted by military service two different times, during World War II and during the Korean War. But despite that, he still became one of the greatest hitters, if not, frankly, the greatest hitter in baseball history. He is still the last player ever to hit over 400 batting average for the season. In 1941, he hit 406. Ted Williams was a 19-time All-Star, a two-time recipient of the American League MVP Award, a six-time American League batting champion, and he won the Triple Crown not once, but twice. Unbelievable. And his cards, they're getting some really nice recognition in the card market as well. Taking a look here in Market Movers, this is that iconic 1948 Leaf card, and there have been some strong sales of this recently. Now, this is not his rookie card. His rookie card is considered to be the 1939 Play Ball card, but that was a black and white card. This 1948 Leaf card has a beautiful, iconic design, so that's why a lot of collectors go for this. And here we're looking over the last 365 days in Market Movers in a variety of different grades, and all of these are up quite a bit. So this card in PSA 2 condition, this one's really popped off recently. There was a sale of this card last week on PWCC for $2,250. Now, that was a very well-conditioned sale, excellent eye appeal. But a year ago, you could have picked up another PSA 2 version of this card for $961. So from a percentage standpoint, 134% increase over the last 365 days. Now, granted, the eye appeal of that card certainly helped the increase on this recent sale. But all of these different grades that we're looking at here today are up. The PSA 5 of this card a year ago was selling for a little over $3,000 and is now selling for close to $4,700. The SGC 7 is up over 36%. The PSA 7 is up over 12%. Overall, it's been a nice year for these Ted Williams 1948 Leaf cards. And now let's talk about some of the guys playing today. Our number five hottest card of the week is Anthony Edwards. He is back in the top five again. He is just rolling through this season, playing incredibly well, averaging over 26 points per game. And he has the Timberwolves rolling in the Western Conference. We're now not too far from the NBA playoffs. They are getting increasingly close. And as we get towards the playoffs, oftentimes the cards of some of the stars who might really have a chance to shine in the playoffs begin to heat up. That is what is happening with Anthony Edwards right now. There's a lot of basketball card collectors and investors out there who feel like he could really do some things, maybe lead the Timberwolves to the finals this year. We'll see if that happens or not. But what we know right now is that his cards are getting hot as the playoffs are approaching. Let's take a look here in Market Movers. I'll show you what I'm talking about. I brought up six of his rookie cards on the screen, his 2020 Prism base card in PSA 10, one that everybody probably recognizes. I've also got it up in silver. I've got his Optic base, his Optic choice, and his Prism Pink Ice and Red Ice, all in PSA 10 condition. And look at the graph on all of these. We're looking over the last 30 days, and all of these cards are up anywhere between about 1% and all the way up at 173%. Now, that might be a little bit of an outlier sale, but his Optic choice is up the most. 30 days ago, you could have bought that card for $130. Somebody paid $355 for that card recently. Others aren't up quite as much since that was a bit of an outlier, but they're still all up a good amount. 30 days ago, his Prism base card from 2020 in PSA 10 condition was selling for around $81. Today, it is selling for $118. And we're seeing a similar story as you look down the line with all of his cards. If you have any Anthony Edwards cards in your collection, they are hot right now as we are getting close to the NBA playoffs. Let's go to football for the number four spot today, and we are going with Derrick Henry. Yes, you know Derrick Henry, the NFL rushing leader in 2019 and in 2020, had incredible years, actually put up over 2,000 yards back in 2020 with 17 touchdowns. In fact, Derrick Henry has rushed for 1,000 or more yards in five of the last six seasons. The only season when he didn't do it was 2021, when he missed nine games due to an injury, but he still rushed for 937 yards in eight games that season. So it's no doubt that Derrick Henry is the best, or certainly one of the best running backs in the NFL. But the reason why his cards are hot today is because, of course, it was just a couple of weeks ago that he was traded to the Baltimore Ravens on a two-year deal, signed a two-year deal with them worth $16 million. And a lot of people out there think that maybe Derrick Henry is the missing piece for the Ravens to put them over the hump and potentially lead them to the Super Bowl in this upcoming NFL season. There's certainly football card collectors and investors who believe this because Derrick Henry's cards are going up in the market. As we take a look here in Market Movers, we're looking at his 2016 rookie cards. We've got his 2016 Donruss base rookie in PSA 10, also his 2016 Prism Silver rookie card there in PSA 10 as well. And then some of his newer stuff. Let's look at his 2021 Optic Downtown in PSA 10. And we're going to look at the normal Donruss version of that card as well. And then how about his 2020 Kaboom card? We're going to look at that in PSA 9. If you look at the graph, you can see over the last 30 days, all of these are going up. Lots of green here to see. All of these cards over the last 30 days up anywhere between 14% and 46%. It is that 2016 Prism Silver in PSA 10 that from a percentage standpoint is up the most. 30 days ago, that card was selling for just under $100. Most recently, that card has been selling for $146. But all of these are up. His 2021 Optic Downtown, 30 days ago, you could have bought that card in PSA 10 for $225. And most recently, that card sold for $303. That was his 2021 Optic Downtown with that nice increase of $78 over the course of the last 30 days. For the number three spot today, we are going with baseball. And man, we're going with one of my boys, Wyatt Langford. Yes, the fourth overall pick out of the University of Florida in the 2023 Major League Baseball Draft. He is in the top five today, and for good reason, because he made the Texas Rangers opening day roster, and he is expected to start in the outfield for the Texas Rangers. He's currently the number six overall prospect on MLB.com's top 100. And whenever a prospect makes the major league roster, their cards often shoot up in the secondary market. That is exactly what is happening right now with Wyatt Langford. Let's take a look here in Market Movers, and you can see the graph. You can see exactly what I'm talking about. These are three of his cards from 2023 Bowman Draft. We're looking at his Bowman Draft Chrome, his first Bowman card there in PSA 10 condition. We're also looking at the refractor version of that same card from 2023 Bowman Draft, the Chrome refractor in PSA 10 condition. And then how about the auto version of that card, the 2023 Bowman Draft Chrome Draft Picks auto card, also in PSA 10 condition. All three of these cards up anywhere between about 14% and about 28%. That refractor 30 days ago was $137, most recently sold for $175. And how about the autograph version of this card in PSA 10 condition? The non-refractor auto 30 days ago was $766, most recently sold for $950. Nice to see the rise on Wyatt Langford's cards. Let's go back to the hardwood for the number two spot today, and we are going with Jalen Green of the Houston Rockets. Did you know that the Houston Rockets actually have the best record in the NBA during the month of March? And Jalen Green is a big reason why. He's averaging almost 28 points per game, and he had a 41-point game recently against Utah. Jalen Green is really heating up. The Houston Rockets, surprisingly, are really heating up as well. And guess what? Jalen Green's basketball cards, all of his rookie cards, are really heating up in the secondary market as a result. We're going to take a look here in Market Movers, and you can see this is from 2021. These are his 2021 rookie cards. You've got cards like his Optic Holo card there in PSA 10 condition. We've also got his 2021 Prism Silver card on the screen in PSA 10 condition. We've also got the Prism Purple Wave, Ruby Wave in PSA 10 condition, and then finally his 2021 Select Courtside in PSA 10 condition as well. Look at what the graph has done over the last 30 days on all of these cards. They're up anywhere between 24% and all the way up at 112%. His Optic Holo in PSA 10, 30 days ago, was selling for $26. Today, it is selling for $55. All of these cards are way up. His Prism Silver's gone from $103 to $128. The Purple Wave from $44 to $77. The Ruby Wave from $48 to $81. And his Select Courtside from around $20 to now $35. It has been one great 30-day run for Jalen Green and the Houston Rockets. It's time for today's number one card, and it might be a little shocking who is in the number one position today. But before I tell you who it is, let me remind you that all of the charts and graphs from today's episode are from Market Movers. And Market Movers is the ultimate way to track your collection and see everything going on in the sports card market. You can try it for free. Just go to sportscardinvestor.com and click Market Movers in the main menu bar, or go to the App Store on your phone and search for Market Movers in the App Store and download the Market Movers app to get started today. Okay, guys, here it is. Today's number one card is Zion Williamson. Yes, Zion is back in the top five. And not only is he in the top five, he's in the number one overall spot. And I find this surprising. Look, you shouldn't find this surprising based on how he's played recently, but it is a little surprising if you know the history of the sports card market over the last few years, because Zion's cards were the hottest thing going when they were coming out back in 2019 and 2020. But unfortunately, he never really lived up to his potential until perhaps recently. So Zion Williamson's cards are some of the biggest examples of hype gone wrong and people losing money investing in sports cards over the last few years. His cards went down and down and down and down some more. A lot of people lost money on Zion cards. I lost a good amount of money on Zion's cards, but there's hope, because right now Zion's cards are starting to trend back up, and for good reason. This season, he has stayed relatively healthy, especially compared to the last few years. Zion has started 60 of the Pelicans' 71 games this season, and he's averaging over 22.5 points per game, averaging almost 6 rebounds per game, 5 assists per game, shooting almost 60% from the field. The Pelicans are playing really well. They're fifth overall in the Western Conference. They could definitely make some noise in the playoffs this season. And in his last 7 games, Zion has 33 or more points in 3 of those 7 games. So his performance is upticking here as we get late in the season as well. This has caused a bit of a mini rush on Zion cards, forcing their prices up in value. Let's take a look here in Market Movers, and we're looking at his iconic 2019 Prism rookie card. You guys know this card, one of the most iconic cards in the sports card market, simply because of how many people were chasing it back when it started to come out, and continuing through this day. So we're going to look at his Prism Base in PSA 10. We're also going to look at his Prism Silver, his Prism Ruby Wave, his Prism Red, White, and Blue, and his Prism Green, all from 2019, all in PSA 10. And then also the photo variation, one that personally I feel is undervalued. Not a lot of people pay attention to the photo variation from 2019 Prism, but it is a short print, and in my opinion, a better image of Zion. I love the photo variation. This is the choice photo variation, or rather I should say the fast break photo variation in PSA 10 condition. All of these cards are up actually a good amount over the last 30 days. Look at these. These cards are all up anywhere between 11% and 34%. His Prism Base, for example, has gone from $38 to $51 over the last 30 days. His Prism Silver has gone from $343 to $386 over the last 30 days, just as an example. But it's not just the price of these cards that's gone up. We've seen really good sales volume as well. If you look at our total sales graphs here, you can see how, especially over here, as you get to the right side, the sales volume in all of these cards are increasing. More and more of these are selling every single day on eBay and on other marketplaces. And as we are getting towards the playoffs here, if he keeps playing well and the Pelicans keep playing well, this trend could potentially continue. That's exciting to see, guys. I hope, in fact, you enjoyed all of the cards in today's top five cards. Remember to join me tonight. I will be live on the Cards HQ shop account on Whatnot starting at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. Got some great stuff to give away for you, so make sure to join me there. And also make sure to get Market Movers. You need Market Movers more than ever before with the NBA playoffs right around the corner and the baseball season getting underway as well. Go get Market Movers right now by going to sportscardinvestor.com and clicking Market Movers in the main menu bar or download the Market Movers app on your phone. We appreciate you and we'll see you in the next episode. Take care.